to الألفيات. Voice of the Millennials. With Yasin Kipi. Igniting the youth. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the voice of the millennials. Before 8 o'clock, of course, the soccer wasn't on, so I will be a bit distracted throughout this hour, but I'm just kidding. But we spoke to Fahim Rhoda Jackson, the facilitator and at least the teacher of the calligraphy school that will be happening tomorrow morning. And of course, Awqaf SA is organizing it and will be happening next week as well. At Islamia, at the Islamic Al-Ikhlas Islamic Library, and you can contact Hassanain 079-507-1196 if you want a free seat for tomorrow. And that's for teenagers or children between the ages of 10 and 16, between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. But let's get to the juicy part of the show, and that's really, really what I wanted to speak about for the whole week, because I on last week, Sunday, on the 1st of July, I went to Oaklands High School, where an event was organized by matchmaker Iman Chilwan, and I was weirded out initially, but when I just relaxed a bit with the Akira Desai, my Voice of the Cape colleague, her husband, Salim Jaffa, and another of our friends were there, and we realized that this thing is really, really important, and I was just fascinated by the whole concept. Maulana Dawood Samson gave a typical funny talk, and also neuro-linguist and life coach Yusuf Mohammed was also there to talk about the importance of realizing the whole psychology behind why people are there. It's not something that should be shamed, not something that should be looked down upon. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about the most common questions when it comes to matchmaking. Iman Chilwan is joining us, has joined us in studio after speeding through the streets of Cape Town. Assalamu alaikum, Iman.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we know that you might have got some speeding tickets on the way here, but that's not how you operate Iman Islamic events and your other matchmaking initiatives. Tell us about this. Why the need for matchmaking in Cape Town among the Muslims?
I think a lot of people support my initiatives because they believe it's hard to find decent Muslims here in Cape Town, or there aren't many other initiatives where Muslim singles can meet, in a safe and halal environment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you're born in Cape Town, grew up in Melbourne, Australia.
Yes.
Experiencing various cultures, coming back to Cape Town and seeing this is really something I want to do. Why?
There's two reasons. One was because when I got here, I noticed a lot of people complaining, like, oh, there aren't any decent Muslim guys or there aren't any decent Muslim girls. And then the other was I traveled throughout the UK and I came across something similar. However, it wasn't Sharia compliant. It was just like just Muslims mingling in a way. So I spoke to my stepdad about it, who's a Maulana, and he said that I should try doing this, but in a Sharia compliant manner. He sort of helped me.
Well, what does that mean exactly, Sharia compliant?
It means that the women can bring mahrams with them. So they can bring their dad or the brother or a companion. So they have that sort of safety net with them, because it is a daunting experience for some.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is not something, in fact, alien. It sounds like a new initiative, and some people are like, oh, has this ever happened before? In fact, I was reading, Ibn Battuta, when he was traveling, in North Africa, he said in the cultures of Algeria, this was the event of the year for people to come with their parents. That's from that girl from that village, that's the guy from that village. Let's meet with mahram. So it's not unprecedented. It's an amazing initiative. That's why I wanted, you on this program. We'll delve into that a bit more, but we also joined in studio by neuro-linguist, and he'll talk to us about what that actually means. I don't know what that means. And life coach Yusuf Mohammed. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Yasin, and shukran for having me.
So, you were there. What was your role actually at the event on Sunday?
Well, it was very spur of the moment. Iman, who I met previously through a friend, she gave me a call and said, Yusuf, why didn't you just join me and be a guest speaker? And then I didn't turn that down. I said, sure, I'm always game for that.
So what is it that you do? So I know before the show, you said that you focus on the individual the psychology of what it means to be someone who loves him or herself and then loves someone else. Tell us about that.
Yes, so neurolinguistic, we deal mainly in the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you smiling and watching.
I'm joking. I was just trying to make you laugh.
So we deal mainly in the subconscious mind.
Yes.
Okay. And what people don't know is that the subconscious mind actually determines most of our actions.
Yes.
So when people fall in love, they see the individual maybe just through face value.
Mm-hmm.
No, face value. They don't go further than that. So they fall in love with the person of appearance. But mm-hmm. once they actually go into a relationship and they get married and down the line, they find that that's actually not the person they wanted to get married to. So it's very important to understand, to take all that charade away, mm-hmm. understand the individual, understand their makeup, understand their values and their belief system.
Yeah.
Because that will bind that marriage in the long term.
I see. With regards to your work, Iman, Chulhan, do you just organize these events or do you actually look at individuals and try and matchmake them individually? I know you're also working on something called Princess of Hearts. Tell us about, you know, all of that.
Okay. So Princess of Hearts is my matchmaking business. So I've got the events aspect where, it's like a safe halal Sharia compliant environment for people to meet. So, mm-hmm. People, I don't scrutinize them or get too much information from them because it's a group of people and they have an opportunity to meet each other. Yes. However, I do one-on-one matchmaking, and with that is when I get information of their background, the marital status, things that they're looking for, qualities about themselves that they're willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
So they fill in like a questionnaire sort of thing, and then I match them up based on that criteria. And so far it's been quite successful, alhamdulillah.
If you want to send us a comment or a question to Iman or Yusuf in studio, you can WhatsApp us on 072-238-0712. That's 072-238-0712. Or call us on 021-442-3530. And of course, this is a youth show, so we'll be focusing on, you know, people under the age of 40 or 35. But when on Sunday, there were two groups. There were those between the age of 25 and 35, although they were under 25-year-olds. There were four groups,
yes,
right?
Four.
Okay. tell us about the various groups and, you know, the makeup of each. But let's focus, obviously, on the younger ones because
okay.
of the youth
group. Okay.
Tell us.
So the first group was about from 20
okay.
to 35,
mm-hmm.
and then I had 35 to 45s. And I got a lot of positive feedback from that because that was the second event I tried the speed dating concept in, because I've been taking feedback from all my events and I sort of try and give people what they want. And I've got a lot of positive feedback about that. They enjoyed, you know, just meeting everyone in their age categories, and so they could make like a choice to see if there was anyone that they liked.
And you've had successes in the past as well.
Yes, I have quite a few people that have met and gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
So from my first event in 2014,
mm-hmm.
So my guest speakers that were going to come and give testimonials unfortunately couldn't make it, but they will be up on my website shortly, inshallah.
Tell us the stories of maybe one or two of them if you can.
Well, I've got an email here that the person sent to me.
Yes.
It was just with the advice, like as uh-huh. a man, you know, just be confident in your skin and, you know, maybe try and take the lead, because the
yeah.
women are also very anxious and shy. And, you know, like with some of them have a lot of old fashioned values, so they wouldn't just approach the man. And I guess that's why, like, when you bring your mahram, it's easier to get that mahram to approach the guy, because that's what also happens.
Yes.
But yeah, just basically, you know, just be confident, and everyone's there for the same reason, so you don't need to feel ashamed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. We'll talk a bit about gender and generalizations and the various types of people that you get, the most common
yep.
questions, after the break. And then we'll also talk to Yusuf Mohammed just after this break.
So, to Al-Fiat, voice of the millennials. With Yasin Kipi, igniting the youth.
And we continue our discussion with Iman Chulhan, matchmaker and life coach and neurolinguist Yusuf Mohammed. You mentioned something interesting earlier on, Yusuf, the unconscious mind. What is that, and how does that impact and imply, apply to marriage and love and all of these things we've been speaking about?
Thank you, Yasin. Good question, and thanks for the observation on the unconscious mind. So we're living now currently in the present state, the now state.
Yes.
But what comes with that is the baggage of all our past experience.
Yes.
Our interaction with...
Even if you're young.
From birth.
Yeah.
So it's your interaction with your siblings, your interaction with your parents, your interaction with your friends.
Yeah.
So you build a library of information that carries you through to the now state. Now that can be a pro and a con. Say you're marrying someone.
Mm-hmm.
There might be clashes of culture, beliefs. So it's very important if there is anything that's limiting yourself because of the past, you need to address that issue.
Yeah.
So that you can live your life to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the unconscious mind? What does it do? Okay, so it stores memories.
Mm.
It's domain of emotions.
Yeah.
It represses memories with unresolved negative emotions. It presents repressed memories for resolution. May keep repressed emotions repressed for protection.
Yes.
It runs the body, so your heartbeat as well. That's not your conscious, that's your unconscious. You know?
Yeah.
It preserves the body. It needs clear orders. So if I tell you, try to pick up that pen.
Yeah, like that.
But I could have just said, pick up the pen.
Yeah.
So it confuses the brain.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so not try, pick up the pen.
And people, if people wanted to see that, you can go into our Facebook, Voice of the Cape, because we are doing a live Facebook video, so you could actually see that pen there. Anyway.
So it controls and maintains all perceptions.
Yes.
Receives, plus it transmits perceptions to the conscious mind.
Yes.
And remember I said the conscious mind can only take about several bits of information at a time.
Mm.
So bulk of your interaction, for example, me driving here, was very easy because I know the route.
Yeah.
I don't have to think much about it.
Mm.
Okay? Going into a new territory, like in this room, it's something new. So
yes.
I have to be on guard. Okay? Mm. Needs repetition for a habit to form. Curious. The subconscious mind is always curious.
Yeah.
Always wanting to learn. Response to symbols. That's why in advertising, you always have that plays on your subconscious mind.
Yes.
Okay? Takes everything personally. And it's a principle of the least effort. So human beings will always try to do the least effort. You know, what's easy for them.
Yeah.
So in the relationships, we have all this unconscious mind within the individual building up to the now state.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go out with someone, they actually bring that with them. So it's important for couples to respect each other's model of the world. Everybody comes from a different background.
Yes.
And that is key. Okay. The other issue is that women or men going into marriage, sometimes they have limiting belief.
Yeah.
I've got clients that say, I'm fat, I'm never going to find someone.
Mm.
So, and I would hit a reframe, in fat in relation to who are you fat?
Mm.
People need to start loving themselves for who they are. And if they can't love themselves, how do you expect another person to love them?
How do you love yourself?
Well, you need to understand yourself. You understand your background. You need to appreciate where you come from. Look at the positive of your upbringing. Give yourself that love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just with regards to perhaps when it comes to the question of love, how much does that relate to the other aspects of your life? Because in my understanding, when it comes to this unconscious mind, it's really our nafs, as we understand it as Muslims. But there are so many different stages of the nafs. You get the nafs, al-lawama, al-mutma'inna, al-radiya, mardiya, abto, and nafs al-kamil, which is the complete soul, which is contained with themselves, Allah is contained. But how do you then, in terms of loving yourself, increase in that according to your methods?
Okay. Look, love has different meanings to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say if you live as close as possible to the Quran and Sunnah, you then realize what true love is, that compassion. You do things for your partner unconditionally, no strings attached.
Yeah.
So it is important that as an individual to understand what is what does the Quran and Sunnah say?
You bring an interesting word. You'll do something for your partner, your spouse, unconditionally. And I know in Arabic, the word, you get different words full of. Like you get hub, which is a seed. Habban is a seedling, so you plant and it grows to something beautiful. Ishq is the vine, which actually squeezes the life out of the plant, which is not always a positive thing. But then you get, as the Quran says, mawadda. Right, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةَ وَرَحْمَةً. And mawadda is a sacrificial type of life, a love, that you will do things for the person. So explain that sacrificial type of love for people, because I noticed that not a lot of people actually want to do that for their spouse.
Yeah, so it's going above the means, going beyond what's expected of you. So, for example, if you come home, and your wife does something good for you, okay? But you then go three steps, four steps further to show that appreciation.
Yeah.
And she sees that. Doing something that she doesn't expect.
Yes.
And if you look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was most compassionate. To have compassion is the foundation of love. Not only be compassionate towards your spouse, to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. It must be within you. Build up that.
Yeah.
See, how can you be compassionate towards other people?
A lot of people say that, I love inside. I don't have to show it.
Yeah.
Is that important to show it?
You don't have to show, but, if somebody needs assistance, you don't have to show the world.
Yeah.
But you can give with nobody seeing.
Just to coming to you now again, Iman, I know that you've been in contact with Mawlana Dawood Samson, who was also at the event. Mm-hmm. How much, has he taught or perhaps guided this process that you've been working on?
I know that he does marriage classes at mm-hmm. the Parkwood Masjid on a Wednesday, but except for now it's Hajj time.
Yes.
And so I usually go down and listen to him and stuff like that. He has good advice, and his advice comes from experience with dealing with people, and so he likes to spread the light with, can I just give my input?
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely.
Like dealing with people, like especially with one-on-one matchmaking and it's like a lot of divorced people as well.
Yeah.
They do tend to bring issues from the past to the current situation, and I think that it has a negative impact on them moving forward. And I feel like sometimes people are looking for someone to fill the void. So the self-love is, like, I always like speak to them about that. Like, I'm not a qualified therapist or anything, but I can say that you need to love yourself for who you are. Like, Allah made us all the way he thought was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you are grateful for like how you were made, and if like then you'll be content with your situation, the good and bad from the past, like just contentment, I would say is the way forward, and I find that the people that are more content with themselves are more successful at, finding a spouse and, yeah.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting about you as well, you say that you're not a qualified therapist, but if I read some of the articles online, there was someone who said, I'm not going to mention the name, but come from an Islamic background, so the struggle for me is that a few women are similar, are hidden away.
Mm-hmm.
This afforded me a great opportunity to meet these, out there to find Islamically inclined women. That certainly brings a lot of people. And one of the things that, you mentioned earlier, Yusuf, was that people have these, all of these, they loathe themselves with negative things. But what some of the people I meet on Sunday were people that we don't have any, conscious baggage that might be subconscious, but we just want to do this the Islamic way. So let's find new people. And a lot of people, perhaps you experience, are like that.
Yes. The events are very surface level.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically coming, it's like you're going to a market and you're shopping around for something that you want to buy.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of vibe. It's like I find it very energetic, and it is exciting, albeit a bit, anxious for some people, but
yeah.
I think that when people swap numbers and then take it from there, that's when any issues from the past will come up, or compatibility issues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my event is basically to provide people that platform to meet. So and they pretty much take it from there.
Walk us through the process that you take, you know, for people who approach you individually and you do matchmaking.
Yeah.
Perhaps do that, yeah.
Okay, so they fill in like a questionnaire, so just information about themselves that they'd like to disclose to mm-hmm. prospective spouse, and then they fill in what they're looking for. So people are very particular. Like I have people that don't want a divorced person; they have to be widowed or between a certain age bracket. With they'll basically dot point the mm-hmm. characteristics of the person that they're after.
Yeah.
So it's very, very like precise in what they're looking for. So, yeah, and then I will then link them up.
The fussiness of who to look for is sometimes a big thing, isn't it, Yusuf?
Yeah, it's amazing what the demands are, especially the ratio of woman to man is like a 7-1.
And I think only 4 is allowed.
Is it 4-1?
So
no, but I'm saying the ratio of
no, I know, I
take down 7-1.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think if there's any great chance of a woman meeting a guy, they need to be open-minded and be flexible.
Yeah.
They say that the law of requisite variety is that the person that has the most flexibility behavior will basically control the system.
Mm.
So they have to go there with an open mind.
Yeah.
Not. You know what they want. Yes, we all have a criteria.
Yep.
But don't judge. Go out there, listen to the person. Don't look everything at face value.
Mm-hmm.
At smoke screens and mirrors.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna burn yourself. So just go up with an open mind, and meet everyone. Because I think that's your system that you have as well. That you do have the flexibility of meeting.
And can I say something with my event? Mm-hmm. It's usually like certain people will get the most attention on. Face value, you know, because they may be deemed as more physically attractive.
Yes.
However, you know, it may be a different person that actually, you know, will end up pursuing something with them because it's like what I find as well, especially like dealing with a lot of the younger guys, they will approach me and they'll say, I don't want someone that's just particularly beautiful. Like I've had these experiences and it just doesn't work out. I'm looking for something deeper, someone that's Dini inclined, someone that has good values and that's a down to earth person. Like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of that going around, you know, bad experiences.
So, I mean, how important though is looks? Because I know some of these matchmaking, you know, organizations do blind dates, and so you never know how the person looks until you meet them.
That's what I do for my one-on-one matchmaking.
That, right?
Yes.
And but then, do you take looks into consideration?
I do, especially when they've put on their criteria that they want someone with a certain complexion or a build, because they're allowed to do that. You know,
okay.
This is me being Cupid for them. So yeah, I think looks. Maybe not looks per se, but chemistry is very important. So the way, what I use, like the concept I use is like the energy and the vibe and just like if I meet someone and if I meet a prospective partner for them, there'll just be a similar type of energy about them or like aura or something that would just make it work.
Absolutely. Let's take a break and when we come back, we'll continue with this discussion.
So, to El Fiat. Of the Millennials. With Yasin Kipi. Igniting the youth.
And we continue our discussion here with Yusuf Mohammed, neurolinguist and life coach, about matchmaking and the various, you know, the subconscious mind, and of course, Iman Chilwan also talking to us. You know, modernity versus, you know, tradition is a big topic that a lot of people speak about, that, oh, things used to be so easy, things used to be like this, and all of these new technologies have had negative effects, and a lot of the young people say, oh, these people just, they're Luddites, right? They hate technology, we have to go with the times. But we have to actually admit that technology has had a bad effect. Tell us about the effect of technology.
Absolutely, Yasin. You know, at the event that we had at Iman's singles events, Sharia compliant, this past weekend, every guy I noticed coming into the hall had his He had his phone in his hand and looking at his phone.
Yeah.
And in our day-to-day conversations, people communicate with their phone.
Yes.
And subconsciously, they're putting more importance on the phone and disrespecting the person that they're actually speaking to.
Yeah.
So out of respect, put the phone in your pocket and speak to the
guy. You don't even need a phone, though, do you? Except afterwards to get the number.
Yeah, sure. Joking. But just creating that eye-to-eye contact. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because, I mean, you coming to find a girl, you know? So at the least that you can do is look at the girl in the eye and have the conversation.
But that's the thing. Like, what I've noticed is that people don't look at each other in the eyes anymore.
They don't.
Why is that the case?
You know, it's a habit. People are on their phone. They're addicted to their phone. They pay their online whatever. They need to make payments, check their emails.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become a real addiction. So I've got the rule in my house now. When I come home, 7 o'clock, I put my phone away. Till about 9 o'clock. After 9, because I put my kids to bed.
Yeah.
After 9, I might do half an hour looking at my phone and then spend time, you know, discussing with my wife any other issues when the kids are not around.
Mm.
That's if my baby goes to bed, actually. She waits when I go to bed, then she goes to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now, we're talking about the effects of modernity and modern technology, but sometimes you can, you know, it's a modern quality, all of these vying for materialism, but sometimes also very traditional concept that the man must be the breadwinner, you know, and something that you mentioned also that sometimes guys feel inferior. How does that dynamic play, and what is your advice for people who think that just because the female has, you know, the best career in the world and I don't, how do you work with that?
I think in relation to the men that come to my event, and going back to the phone thing,
yes,
I have to defend them and say I think it might be a confidence issue. Like, I don't think they may be intentionally trying to disrespect anyone. It's just that,
yes,
oh my God, I'm nervous, I'm going to pull my phone out. It's just like a second nature type of thing.
Yeah.
And I do feel like some men do get intimidated by a female if she has a better job, or maybe they deem themselves as someone that's average looking and she might be a beautiful girl, you know, like coming from experience from my events and the feedback that I've gotten. But, you know, I think it all goes back to the whole concept of self-love as well. Like, you know, if you love yourself, you're confident with who you are. And, you know, like, you feel like you deserve the best. So it doesn't matter if someone has a better career or is better looking, you know. So.
And I like that what you self-love, because if you genuinely, if you don't fake yourself, pretend to be somebody else, you are going to draw somebody that he likes that.
Yeah.
But as soon as you put up a front, now you attract somebody that likes that front.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's going to change because you're not that person. So just be yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's very interesting. Let's get some contact numbers for the listeners, because I know that people, there were some Facebook comments and people liking the video that we were doing earlier. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people are interested in actually contacting you in order to get the ball rolling. Let's start with yourself, Iman. Any contact details? How can people get hold of you?
Okay, so I've got a few here. You can contact me via WhatsApp or call me on my mobile. It is 079-729-1599. That's 079-729-1599.
Mm-hmm.
And on info at imanislamicevents.com. And that's Iman with one A. And then also on info at princessofhearts.co.za. So, yeah, and just to let the listeners know that I will be having another event for the younger crowd only in the next month or so. So if you'd like to attend, it's RSVP only. We do sell tickets quite fast, and it should be really exciting. So always improving.
Absolutely. How about you, Yusuf, any contact details?
Yes, so if these people out there that has a limiting belief, bereavement, relationship issues, trauma, phobia, and they want to increase their sensory awareness. If they want to pursue and go further and actually meet someone and actually get married, but they know they've got certain baggages, they're most welcome to meet me, and I'll able to go back on it. I use hypnotherapy, I use timeline techniques, reframing to assist them to live their best self in the now state, the present state. So if they want help, they can call me on my mobile. It's 07 888 07-888-38422. It's 07-888-38422. And you can look me up via my website, which is, you can just go into Google, and it's believeinyou.co.za.
Yeah. Okay, so that's believeinyou.co.za.
Yeah, that's B-E-L-I-E-F.
Excuse me?
B-E-L-I-E-F.
Okay, believeinyou.co.za.
Believeinyou.
Yeah, we can get that up and running, and we'll share all of those links on our Facebook page. And, of course, Princess of Hearts, Iman, will be launching very soon. Oh, I see, believeinyou, and the U is spelled just with the letter U.
With the letter U.
That's it. We'll play this qasida again. That's by, a different qasida. Number 5, yeah, we'll play Qasida by Zaid Isa on marriage itself. Let's do that after we get that ready. But it's been an interesting program thus far. We know that Belgium's actually winning and leading Brazil 2-0. I'm quite happy for that. I don't want Brazil or France to win. Do you have any predictions on who might win the World Cup, Yusuf?
For myself, I'm looking at France and England. Not because of...
Yeah.
It's part of my family. I've got some French, German, and English blood.
Yeah.
So I'm betting on France.
Okay, that's cool. I hope the English win, actually, as well. Unfortunately, Iman, Australia has been
knocked out.
So is there any other team that you want to win?
Probably Brazil.
Okay, but they lose. Okay.
I know, but we'll stay positive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole matchmaking thing.
There's still time left.
Well, anyway, but let's listen to this qasida.
I thank Allah for the day we met. You caught my eye and my heart. Just let me know. That my life would change and I found the one to come. My soul. You taught me love was real, and you gave me freedom to feel. Oh, the greatest day of my life was the day that I made you my wife. Thank you.
Yasin Kipi. Igniting the youth.
And for tomorrow's event, that's with Awqaf South Africa and Safia, the Islamic Youth Islamic Art and Calligraphy Workshop. You can contact Hassanain on 079-507-1196. Of course, there's free seats available between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. for the Youth Islamic Art and Calligraphy Workshop between the ages of 10 and 16. And of course, if you want to contact our guests in studio, you can check their website with more details on there, and that's is believeinu.co.za. The U is spelled just with the letter U, believeinu.co.za, and imanislamicevents.com. And the first one is, of course, for Yusuf Mohammed, a neurolinguist and life coach. And the second one, that is Iman Islamic Events, is for Iman Chilwan. But from myself, Yasin Kipi, and of course, Santi Abida Dixon Mohammed, on technical duty. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hardship, friendships, roller coaster. If you keep complaining, you'll feel older. Your time is precious, the clock is ticking. So stop wasting time and just start living. We all got problems, trials to face. We all don't know which road to take, but you know, you got this moment, and it's time to own it. The sun will always shine, even after stormy weather. It might take some time, but we always must remember that it's a net to smile. We're living in this moment, so just smile. No one's gonna judge you if you smile. Open up your heart and let it shine. Let it shine. So just smile. We're living in this moment, so just smile. No one's gonna judge you if you smile. Open up your heart and let it shine. So all you gotta do is just smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Oh, smile, smile, smile. Traffic jams and complications. Life is one examination. It's hard sometimes, but you will make it. Oh, so live your life with faith inside. The sun will always shine, even after stormy weather. It might take some time, but we always must remember that it's a net to smile. We're living in this moment, so just smile. No one's gonna judge you if you smile. Open up your heart and let it shine. Let it shine. So just smile. We're living in this moment, so just smile. No one's gonna judge you if you smile. Open up your heart and let it shine. So all you gotta do is just smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Oh, smile, smile, smile. Don't let life get you down. Let your faith pick you up. If there's nobody around, then it's me, myself, and I. So just smile. We're living in this moment, so just smile. No one's gonna judge you if you smile. Open up your heart and let it shine. Let it shine.
shine. So just smile. We're living in this moment, so just smile. No one's gonna judge you if you smile. Open up your heart and let it shine. So all you gotta do is just smile, smile, smile. Oh, smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Oh, smile, smile, smile.